people should not be worshiping celebrities. Did you hear that joke?
Which one?
Where he was like, yo, people should not be listening to the Dixie Chicks for political enlightenment. He was like, bro, he's like, this reminds me of when 9/11 happened. And they started interviewing Ja Rule.
They interviewed who?
Ja Rule.
I don't even remember that.
Ja Rule, bro, he had a bunch of hits in the 90s. He was in the Fast and the, he was the black dude in the Fast and the Furious.
No, I know.
The one who was like, hey.
I don't remember them interviewing him about 9/11.
Bro, they interviewed this cat about 9/11 when it happened, bro, just because he was from New York. And Dave Chappelle was like, I remember seeing him in the media and he was interviewing him about how he felt and what we should do next. he was like, my God. It's like, this is the time, America, for Ja Rule to be solving our fucking issues. He said, imagine being at the crib and you find out a new hit, Chicago, and you're like, oh my God, we gotta find the fucking Ja Rule. We can save America.
We gotta find Ja Rule.
Say, where the fuck is this motherfucker?
Help.
Help. He was pretending like he had a phone in his hand. He was like, Ja Rule, where are you at? We need you, Ja Rule.
All right. I didn't know about all that. That's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, bro.
No, like, we always interview a random celebrity. Why? Why the fuck do we give a shit? What the hell? Like, why the fuck do we care? What, like, goddamn.
That's what he was saying about the last election. He was like,
Taylor Swift, help us. What's our intercontinental ballistic missile policy should be?
But that world is really like that now. People care about influencers and not the real world. And that's why people is financially fucked up too, bro. Like, I was blaming the government, but like, they got mad Nike boxes coming in. I'm like, God damn. I was like, this is why Biden's going up there talking about the economy's booming, because motherfuckers is nonstop consuming and they don't got the funds for it, bro.
Damn, man, did you get the Trump stompers, baby?
Let's start the pod, bro.
Dude, I'm so egregiously hungover right now. I'll just let you go. I don't have the energy to stop the fucking Lex Steve.
Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mention wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a dad thing.
Welcome to Commonology 101, episode 61. Podcast that shares nothing in common with the loonies. We hate inflation, and broken latex has never made any one of us happy. Where the hell did that joke come from, you might ask yourself? Who the hell knows? But I do know where the talent of the show comes from, and it's across the deserted and slowly sort of thawing cornfield plains of the Midwest, in the form of the dulcet tones of the bearded master himself, my brother from another mother, and co-host Lex fucking Godoy. Lex, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Nobody ever brings me in the way you bring me in.
I like to hype my boys up.
No Diddy.
And this is Mitch the Glitch on the other end of that, trying my damnedest to, well, keep this show on the road, in the line, in between the lines. It's fine. We're doing great. Where are we starting today, Lex? I lost all semblance of professionalism. Like, listen, 2 years ago.
It's been a while since we've been here.
I'll tell you, off the rip.
The last time we recorded. Look, listen. Last time we recorded, P. Diddy was getting ready to release an album, and now that we're back, he's getting rated, guys. He just got rated.
Things have changed. No, he didn't get rated. He fucking bounced the hell out of here. He hit that private jet and flew his happy ass to a no extradition place. I don't even know the name. What the fuck's the name of the goddamn place he landed? We're P. Diddy again. Bro,
I don't even fucking know.
Where in the world is Con and Diddly?
All right. Yo, as reported as of yesterday and this morning, he went back to the scene of the crime because he was just seen with fucking Stevie J. The last dude you want to be seen with with the charges they're trying to bring up on you.
Right.
But he's out eating frozen yogurt having a great ass time.
Jeff Epstein.
Yeah, but just 4 days ago, no, just 6 days ago, Diddy's home in Miami was raided. This was Bad Boys Productions.
He didn't even do both.
That sounds disgusting saying that. Like, this the studio park is like, you know, those tapes got some wild shit on them.
I don't want.
But so he's raided. He's raided, and he's raided, and a busload of his. I don't know if this is like a super villain squad, bro, but it had Young Miami. She's brought up on sex charges, and I think they were bringing pink cocaine in the fucking. So like at first I was like, yo, bro, it's got to be just sex, right? It's just got to be no. They're bringing pink cocaine inside of the United States. Diddy's power is too big, and I feel like they had to bring him down. Because when you got little white boys that used to play for the Syracuse putting fucking cocaine up their asses and smuggling the shit on them boats, you got too much money, Diddy. Especially for a black man, there's no way you should be able to hire a young white athlete to do your biddings. Holy fucking shit, Diddy is a super villain, bro.
I don't know where to start with this. Like, so the whole thing is his two houses got raided simultaneously across, like, at three time zones away, right? And they busted in there.
Oh my God.
He wasn't there. He left his kids to get all fucking, you know, tied up. He just bounced, obviously.
You can't say that coming out of Diddy Mansion, bro. Like, they were tied up because they were detained by the police, not because Diddy got to them too, okay?
No, yeah,
yo,
no,
we gotta,
you're right.
We gotta chill.
That was on the other video.
Diddy conversation, we gotta be careful.
Yeah, right. They're coming for us next.
Diddy's a diddler.
Yes, the P diddler. Hey, you can't be a good groomer without some combs in the drawer. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I feel like I'm like mad as fuck at my mom for putting me in that Sean John, like, when I was a kid. Yeah, I feel icky now.
The Sean John.
The Sean John. I feel icky. That was Diddy's company, clothing company back in the day.
Oh, right. I forgot he owned that shit. God damn.
Yeah, bro. You bought that back in the day. We should have knew Sean John wasn't going to last that long, because back in the day, bro, like, you go to Burlington Coal Factory, that Sean John gear used to be in that motherfucker,
yeah,
bro.
It was. It was all tan. It was that weird tan color. Everything. You didn't have to look for the section. It just blended in with the carpet.
You know, not everything was a corduroy outfit, bro.
It was just that with some cursive on it, and you were dropping fucking 500.
Nah, man. See, I knew it, bro. And like, I don't know. I never got my chance to get FUBU. So like, when that Burlington Coal Factory had that dog on and that shit, it was hot at the time.
That's another thing.
Man, listen.
Thankfully, listen, the age of our listeners, at least they'll be like, oh, I know what all these things these guys are talking about are.
Oh, no, y'all should be scared, because it feels like it was just yesterday.
I know.
Bro, I remember being a kid, bro, and thinking that P. Diddy was basically just like a cartoon character to me, bro. Like, almost. He was always colorful. He made, like, I think that's how he tricked us. Yeah. But like, we never noticed that, not no matter what. And I swear he was in every one of his artist videos, bro. He was like Birdman during the Wayne era.
He was just in the background.
He was always there.
At least somewhere.
No, he was never in the Bro, he would be front center taking over.
Saying, like, even if he wasn't in the front center, he'd at least be back there somewhere. He's just there.
Yelling, take that. That is crazy to me.
Hey, yo. You know, Get Him to the Greek has a whole different feel when you realize that, like, the main turning point in the movie was P. Diddy drugging the guy to get him to go to the show.
The only thing that fucking movie was missing was the butt sex.
Yeah, it was somewhere.
Yeah.
He had a mansion full of Jeffries, man.
I was never really like a Diddy fan. Like Bad Boy was cool, but I was always Pac over fucking Biggie because Biggie only had two albums. I love Biggie as an artist for the two albums he gave us, but now looking back at it, bro, like Diddy was producing Biggie, and Biggie had a lot of suspect like lines, bro. Like I'm like, was Diddy writing? Bro, there's a line Biggie spit. He was like, yeah, man, you look so good. I suck on your daddy dick. I said, bro, ain't no way nobody as homophobic as we black men were in the early 90s. People was putting that shit on, and all you hear is suck on your daddy dick in the whip, and niggas was like, yo, that shit hard. I do love my babe dad. God, sucker daddy. Yo, what the fuck? That's a gay bar.
Just slumping about the sucking dad dick.
Sucking dad dick is crazy to put on your album, bro. Yo, who's A&R in these tracks? Diddy?
Dude, I would have passed out if I heard that. Like going down the road, I'd be like, the fuck?
Yo, Diddy was. I'd rather they just shot at me. I can't believe Biggie spit that.
That's pretty funny. Is this real? I feel like you're fucking with me.
I swear.
Me.
Hold bro, on. I'm a hip hop fanatic, bro. I swear. Look that shit
I'm
up.
I'm not saying I don't trust your knowledge. I just don't trust you fucking with me.
Biggie got a song.
I have to type in Biggie Smalls, suck your daddy's dick.
Suck your daddy's God dick, bro. Look at the lyrics, bro. They give you the song and everything, bro.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
What album? Was it on...
Hold on, I gotta fucking find it.
And then on Born Again, he had a track with Eminem called Dead Wrong. And it was mad sus shit. And then he stopped saying the sus shit. Like, his pause was...
When I met you, I admit my first thoughts was to trick. You look so good, huh? I'll suck on your daddy's dick. Okay, it's real.
I'm not lying, bro.
The Notorious B.I.G. Ready to Die. Yep, I'm ready to die too.
Yeah. Yep. That's a Diddy bar. Diddy was probably in the album like, no, change that line, big.
He's like,
take that.
Here's $2 million to say this in this song. He's like, man.
Nah, he probably like, big probably had that shit written as your mommy clip first. And then Diddy was like, nah, you gotta go. You gotta throw a little bit more love than that, Playboy.
Oh my God.
take that.
He pops up in the recording studio, just like, hey, man.
Like he just slowly erased that bar and just put his own shit there. Like, nah, spit that. Like slowly, all sexy and shit with the pantsuit on. What that nigga used to ride, bro. Yo, Diddy used to always wear a sweatsuit, bro. He was always ready. I seen Diddy in suits during like award ceremonies, but I ain't never seen Diddy outside of sweats, bro. In the 90s, bro. He was down for some nastiness, bro. Okay, he always had to have his shit hanging. No draws. That nigga Diddy wore sweatpants with no drawers, I guarantee
it. It was just commando the whole time.
Bro, and for real, at first when he was like rating this cat, I was like, bro, it's kind of wild that he being like rated for being gay. I was like, bro, I didn't even think that was a crime no more. Nah, it's sex trafficking.
Did you say he was getting rated for being gay?
Bro, because that's all people was really mad about. He was just man, he was having his girl fucked by 50 dudes. That's gay as fuck. And he was talking about how like, yo, yeah, fuck her with that big black dick, all that shit, bro. And people was so focused on that. I was like, damn, people mad at this cat for being gay, but they ain't really focused on the Cassie shit, bro. Like,
no one cared about the sex trafficking. They're just wondering why there's too much homoerotica going on. That checks out. That's about as human as it gets. That checks out. Everyone's just like, wait, what? There's sex trafficking? That's crazy. And then someone's like, oh yeah, and he was doing butt stuff. And they're like, whoa, whoa, get him. Fucking send SWAT.
Send the SWAT theme now. Nah, Then Wack 100 said, like, and then Wack 100 spoke on it, and he says, like, basically he was saying if Diddy would have just came out to the public and was just like, I'm gay, that would have resolved everything. I was like, I'm watching the raid live. So I'm like, bro, is he?
You're watching it live. You're like, hell yeah, this is some good. Finally, something good on TV.
bro, because I thought it was going to be like the OJ chase, bro. I thought we was about to see Diddy like hop in a helicopter and just bounce from the mansion, bro. I thought it was going to be some Dr. Evil shit, bro. Right? That shit was about to be epic.
Yeah, but TV, even fucking raids in cop chases suck these days. You can't even get good shit. They just showed up. They arrested all his kids and shit. And you're like, damn, nothing. We didn't get not even a white Bronco. Nothing,
bro. You know why the OJ,
everything's lame these days.
And I feel like the only reason why the OJ Simpson chase was so exciting was because like they weren't really chasing him like for a long time because they knew it was OJ. He's like, bro. They're like, OJ, it's not that serious, OJ. Come back, OJ. And it's like they're going like exactly what you just said, 60, 70 miles per hour.
And it's a Bronco.
Yeah. Because like camera work was so like primitive back in those days, it made it look like it was going a lot faster than what they were going. It was on a freeway and shit. Like people were moving out the way. I never seen those roads so clear.
Like someone was walking next to his car for a couple seconds, just like jogging. Yeah. Like, oh shit, is that?
Bro, you got to get O.J. Simpson credit though. He was that famous where like to be a black man and to make the cops waste 3 hours of their time back in the day. Like Rodney King got beat for less.
He literally was just there.
Yeah, he was just there. Like fucking O.J.
What did he do wrong? He was around.
Yeah, like, no, the cops were like, yo, question to OJ, too. And he was like, yo, did y'all get the call? OJ Simpson murdered somebody. No, not the juice.
No. No way. What?
But Diddy, do I believe that Diddy did anything to some kids? Yes. There's a Justin Bieber tape. Because that's one of the, because he's getting sex trafficking and he's, There's a full charges that are probably going to be brought up on him. And then with the cocaine smuggling, that's really going
to
hurt him.
I can't. It makes me pay for it. I tried to find. I think I have it somewhere in here. Hold on. I literally. Someone leaked the entire thing. Because normally I have to like pay like 10, 15 bucks to get the goddamn transcripts of the. Not the transcripts, but the actual. Whatever the. Shit is, I'm forgetting every single word out there because I'm egregiously hungover. But the charges I brought against him, I found someone leaked it, the PDF. Where the hell did I put it? I'm gonna get busted with it. I'm gonna get busted. They're gonna be like, ah, oh, there it is. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I could play it. Hold on, do I got that? Where the hell is it? I know I got the sound. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm trying to find P. Diddy's diddling papers. Hold on.
The diddling papers are insane.
They gotta find the diddling papers. It's in here somewhere.
Okay, no, when you start looking for your flight logs.
All right, the United States Federal Court, Southern District of New York. No one gives a case number 24-1457. Rodney Jones versus Sean Combs, Justin Dior Combs, Ethiopia, Lucian Charles Grange, Chris, the whole giant list, Chalice Recording Studios, Love Records, Motown Records, Universal Music Group, they're just the whole ass shit, Combs Global Enterprises, John and Jane Doe's 1 through 10, and ABC Corporations 1 through 10. Holy shit. But yeah, like, this is massive. Like,
how many felonies are you looking at right now?
I don't even know, dude.
Is it his pages? Is it pages?
Yeah, hold on, I should have sent this to you. I'm an idiot. This is wild. It's, hold on, let me see here. 73 pages, dude. He's fucked.
Bro, he is fucked.
And they got pictures. No. They got wild pictures in here, dude. Like, I'm looking at a toilet with blood and pants and shit.
Bro, put this shit live real quick.
I don't even... Oh, right. Yeah, I'm an idiot. I can just share the screen with you. I feel like I'm about to get raided. Like, give it back. You're not allowed to have this shit.
See, I'm about to see it vicariously. Shit, we got this is some exclusive shit on a pod, man.
Not really. Everyone found it. Dude, I saw this on TikTok, man. Someone's like, hey, I leaked the PDF. I'm just sitting there fucking laying in bed like a schmuck. I'm just like, let's see what the world doing. It's like, we leaked the Diddy PDF. I'm like, the PDF? All right, hell yeah.
Well, it's public records anyway. At least it should be.
No, it is. It just to get them, it's like you have to pay $5 to buy them, so I just got it for free. That watch out, everybody. I did something illegal.
Bro, they have... Dave's cast got a trigger warning on an affidavit. Yeah, trigger warning
on an affidavit. That's where this document contains highly graphic information of a sexual nature, including assault. Additionally, there are graphic images of the aftermath of a shooting, redacted images of sexual intercourse, redacted images of minors. That's awesome. Great. Sex workers and prostitutes. I mean, those last two aren't that bad. Fuck yeah.
Hey, hold on, let me see the pics.
It's in here. Oh, right. I gotta scroll.
That's what I was looking for. No, they got wild pictures of this cat.
Yeah, that's the worst picture of PD ever seen.
you said he got a toilet with some blood?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. It was... where the hell was it? It's way down here. Like I said, I just...
Bro,
I
look like a college student to put this together.
Look at this shit. What is that? Is that a coat? This is good content
shooting.
This is good content for an audio podcast. So we're looking at a toilet with blood. It's a bathroom. There's a garbage can with a lot of brown paper towels in it. I don't even know. It looks like a shooting.
Look, E. Diddy is the gayest gangster I've ever seen in my life, bro. But he definitely gangster.
All right. Like I said, this is all...
Bro, he set up his own artist, bro. He set up Shine to take the fall. This dude wasn't even from the United States. And it was really like, bro, everybody knew Diddy was a menace like this, bro. Diddy a savage.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The following screenshots are of the video 7 of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian man. There we go.
Stevie J said that's not him.
I mean, cool.
Oh, that is Stevie J.
Listen, I'm not... Is he biting his nipple? Man, he's biting his nipple. All right, listen.
Oh, this is wild, bro.
Listen,
everyone
listening and getting really mad at us for like scrolling through this shit, and I don't want to explain this stuff. I feel like I'm not. This shit's gonna get taken down. The second I post this episode, I think the reaction is
funny as hell.
It's dunked. It's gonna get pulled immediately. I don't even know what I'm looking at. Is that a butt? Is it? Sex workers. That is a butt. All right. Like, okay, so we're going through 70. Okay, there's 73 pages of this shit. Like I said, get on TikTok, find the leaked P. Diddy F, and, look through it yourself. It's bananas. I'm not, like, the point of us should be reread it, especially since we have just hours to record, but it's, I don't even know where to start with this shit.
Oh, this is why they was talking about Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, no!
No.
Oh, no. Forcibly touching Mr. Jones on Mr. Combs' yacht. Okay. Wait, but it's just his hand. Wait a minute. All right, he is getting a little too close.
Cuba, he's already been in trouble for a sexual assault.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's getting in there on him, too. Like, it looks like, at a quick glance, it just looks like a dude, like, got his arm over somebody, like, as they're talking about some shit. But he's leaning in.
He looked like Radio trying to explain football.
I heard about the J-Lo shit too. Lopez arrested after New York shooting. The good old days. Fucking
bro. Alright, I'm a lead as much because you're starting to get staticky.
Oh no,
that shit fucking with our shit. Look, man,
I'll stop streaming. Is it better now?
Look, he did that shit. Bro, Diddy's been
he's screwed. He is mega fucked. He's not getting away. Like,
this is like a nigga who was roaming around in shiny orange suits.
Yeah, probably should have.
And silver suits with the fucking the nigga was a cartoon. Bro, you know that nigga's mind was wild as fuck.
Yeah, he's a
bro. I'm telling. Listen,
we always know in the back of our head like these super rich mogul types are like there's probably something up. Like, you don't get that powerful without being crazy.
There is not one fucking person on this planet, bro.
Well, like, and this is actually, you know what, we're going to get, we'll find out more about, what I want to wait for is when they actually find P. Diddy. Is he going to be like,
they know where he's at.
No, I just looked it up. We don't know where he is. He didn't land in Antigua.
I swear to God. I swear I just seen these cats saying he was with Miami and Stevie J like yesterday.
No, I'm not finding anything about it, is he?
Because academics had it on a screen. Yeah, bro, he was like eating frozen yogurt and shit. I don't know. He's got laughing. Why is he laughing?
Because her, like, her raid in his house, the entire United States is looking for this guy, and he's just eating ice cream on a podcast.
He's eating ice cream, yeah. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't on a podcast. Our academics had him on, like, he does a stream, and he pulled up the pictures. And he had pictures of, like, CBJ, like, kicking it. I was like, damn, bro, this guy is unfazed. Look, they probably think Diddy is in the, they probably think Diddy in the air trying to fly somewhere, bro. I think he probably went over the Mexican border, hopped on a cargo ship, and then that nigga either went to Africa or went to Bali with Russell Simmons.
I was about to say he hopped on a cargo ship and ran into a bridge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bro. That was a theory for bro.
I know. I actually made that joke too, but I guess the entire planet made that joke. I was like, damn, Diddy gave someone $5 million to run a boat into a fucking bridge.
Bro, the internet sucks. Like, yo, yeah, you every time you think you had a original idea, it's like, bro, 30 million people thought of it.
All right, and real quick, jokes aside, this is where I like to do my commonology thing. When you set up, because, like, we're probably going to talk about the Nickelodeon thing. We're going to talk about Dan Schneider. We're going to talk about him. And I feel like the system we've set up, the way we, like, have a hierarchical system within, like, every institution, media, like, everything you have, the people that just do not give a shit, the sociopathic maniacs, those are the ones that are able to, like, usurp power and move their way up the ranks, like, no remorse, right? They do not care. And when you, like, then that person's gonna get there, like you said, Diddy's putting it right out in front of everybody and everyone's just ignoring it. Dan Schneider made the fucking logo for Nickelodeon a foot and no one asked a question. We're just like, oh, I guess it's funny. It's Nickelodeon. It's a foot. Lol.
Bro.
Like, no one gave a shit that like 15-year-olds rubbing each other's feet during an episode because we're just like, oh, it's funny. The whole thing is feet are gross. Ha. Meanwhile, he's offset, like, rubbing one out. So, it's just nuts. And these people, you and me don't even have that thought. We're just out there, like, if we were, like, trying to, like, listen, move up in our career, there wouldn't be a second where we were I'm going to put my weird fetish out there and just watch people deal with it because no one's going to say nothing because it's, like, you work for me or, like, it's, like, I have the power. We don't think right? And
I'm not going to lie. I know they say never judge a book by its cover. I know they say don't judge people based on their appearance.
But
I watched a lot of Chris. I watched a lot of Chris Hansen.
Oh, no.
I watched a lot of Gordon Flowers, aka Alex Rosen. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of Skeeter Gene, and I could tell you by the looks of Dan Schneider, not just because he's overweight. It was the weird fucking haircut, weird style clothing.
Yeah, the Farrah Fawcett hair, man.
he dressed like he was just a rich pedophile.
Yeah,
he looked like a rich pedophile. And I'm like, yo, why are these parents trusting these kids to be on a
rich
set for 15 hours a day? And I was like, what kid works fucking 15 hours a day?
Money, make back money.
Yo, Amanda Bynes' parents really sold her the fuck out.
Dude, did you, the one that blew my mind, and it's like, again, I need to actually watch it. I do this all the time where I'm talking on shit and, like, I forget. I have no idea what I'm talking about for the most part. I've seen clips, watched, like, things, read a few stuff here and there. And I watched a clip where they're like, yeah, Amanda Bynes had just had, like, a fucking abortion. And Dan Schneider wrote a skit where she was out on stage. A guy with a pretzel cart walks out. And one thing or the other, I'm not going to list off the whole skits, you know, fucking lines. But he was like, oh, yeah, if you buy 450 pretzels, you get a free baby.
Wow.
And then handed her a baby on set about that shit. And also she was like, oh, I'm trying to do this show. And he's like, on an empty stomach? And, like, you can watch, like, and looking back, you watch her, like, flinch at that line. It's fucked.
Yeah.
They were fucking these people. He was just heinous stuff, and, like, now, like, Nickelodeon's ruined. Like, we can have nothing. Like, as 90s babies, quote unquote, we can have nothing. Everything has to be awful. Everything has to suck. Oh, did you enjoy that? Yeah, there's a pedophile. Oh, did you have fun with that one? Yeah, they're shooting everybody. Oh, did you enjoy that one? It was all fucking sex trafficking. Which is like, are you, what the fucking fuck? And then, like, and then the media has the audacity to ask, it's like, why are millennials and Gen Zs and everybody so disillusioned with the whole world? Oh, I don't know.
Programming. There's a reason why they call it programming, bro. Bro, he programmed us with that flip, bro. It's like a whole generation of millennials that are like are in defeat. And I feel like it's Dan Snyder's fucking fault.
I feel like it's Dan Snyder's fault. Dan's fault.
We watched bro, he was putting that foot up there.
That was times, like, and now I'm sucking toes.
That was like a whole subliminal message we ain't even get.
Nickatodian.
Nickatodian is crazy.
Oh, God.
That's like one of the sub channels. Nickelodeon 2, Nickelodeon Sports, Nicktoons.
Oh, man. Dan Schneider is actually. Dan Schneider's real favorite was Nick Jr.
Bro, and it's fucked up because Dan Schneider is the cause of a lot of happiness in all of us.
Right.
And now it just seems all nasty, and I hate my childhood now.
Now it all has a veneer of disgusting. It's got like this yellow pissed film over it now. Like a 90s porno. It has this awful film over the whole thing, and you're just like, ew, everything's nasty. I can't even watch. Like, if all that comes on, I'll be like, fuck.
Bro, F anything from Cartoon Network with any of the people that had anything to do with those shows. If anything happens where they come out that somebody was a pedophile in the Cartoon Network scene, I want to erase my entire childhood.
Yeah. Can I delete my childhood? I need a restart. Because now I'm looking at it, bro. Was bad.
I felt like Cartoon Network was just programming us to be straight.
Yeah. Remember
the devil and all Cartoon Network's cartoons, they were gay.
Dude,
Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls, they had a trans dude with like lobster claws.
That does exactly what you see the trannies do in the videos when they get pissed. They voice change. Every time you get mad.
And then there was a cow. Shut up. Cow and Chicken. Cow and Chicken had that wild devil that would like bounce on his ass. It was weird shit, dude. But then again, cartoons were weird as hell back then. I don't know what's like you had Ren, like back then it was Ren and Stimpy. It was like in your face wild. Unhinged shit. Hold on. Unhinged shit in the 90s, right? Nowadays, it's like psychologically unhinged. Like when you watch things like Adventure Time or like The Regular Show, which I guess that was a little bit farther back. I'm bad. But like those are more psychologically unhinged. Like when you're watching it face value, just looks like weird characters. But when you like listen to what they're talking about or like the topics of the episodes, you're like, what the hell are we doing? Back then, at least it was just like, excuse me, front and center nuts. Like Ren was like strapping Stimpy. Yeah, no, it was Ren had like he had a strap on saw. It was sawing a piece of wood in Stimpy's butt. Yeah. So, and that was Cartoon Network, and you're sitting there telling me they were trying to make a straight.
No. Ren and Stimpy was Nickelodeon, bro.
Was it? No shit.
Yeah.
I lost track of who was what. All right, there you go.
Nickelodeon was wilding, bro.
Yeah, it was. Yep. See, I tried to attribute to the Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network is like, listen, I just got the butt bumping devil.
Yeah, dog. Like we teach y'all. Like, look, bro. Look what this dude's over here doing. Don't be like him.
Hey, listen. We know for a fact that Powerpuff Girls was a Nickelodeon because they didn't have feet.
Bro, now remember the mayor's his side piece.
What? Oh, they never showed the red hair. Head. Yeah,
they never saw her face.
Just
she had a dunk. She had a big ass. She had a fat ass, bro. Dexter's mom. Fat ass.
Dude.
Bro, they was... Cartoon Network was training us to be... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you
I
was...
I had an awakening like, when they had the... Like, when it was Dexter's mom's day off and she went to go in the pool, I had an awakening that I didn't know was possible with animation.
Cartoon Network was trying to grow us up and Nickelodeon was trying to keep us
nasty. Yeah, Nickelodeon's like, no, come here, smell these feet. Cartoon Network's like, no. Yeah. No, yeah, come over here and check out these boobies. And then Pixar was like, hold my beer.
Come here and look at these boobies.
Oh, you think you got booty, Cartoon Network? Check out every mom ever.
Bro, even Muriel from fucking Courage the Cowardly Dog, bro, she was fat as fuck, but she got a fat ass, bro. That's why that Eustace was mad. He couldn't get no play with Courage in the room.
He wouldn't get none. That's why he beat the shit out of the dog.
Yeah, beat the fuck out the dog, dog. Yeah, Muriel been going through menopause for 30 years. start beating the shit out of Curry. He's like, hey, Curry, fall to get him.
That's why he, yeah, he's so mad at ghosts. He's like,
I think he'd be trying to get, like, a lot of times you just be helping the ghosts by not believing that. I'm like, bro, this is
on their side.
There's been 37 break-ins. Demonic spirits, and you don't believe me.
Hot conspiracy take. Eustace was hiring all the shit to off his wife.
Right, bro.
He was so mad at the dog all the time for fucking up all his plans.
Bro.
God damn it.
Yeah, dude, that's a dark take, bro. Because look, like, it was 30 episodes in, and he still wasn't believing this nigga, bro. It's been 50. There's two episodes per fucking, we're on episode 30. That's 60 episodes. Yeah. Are you still?
It's like an X-Files where she's like, I'm still skeptical as she's like getting into an alien ship. She's like, I don't know. This might not be real. Bitch, you're getting anal probed by a gray. It might just be P. Diddy. I don't know. We don't know. We can't be for sure. Eustace hires P. Diddy house.
We are fucked as a human race.
We're broken. If the weirdness of our past didn't do it, the realization and like retrofitting of all the heinous things that our childhood was, we're just broken. We don't care anymore. Everything has to be a joke. Everything.
Bro, we've been programmed by pedophiles and fucking
foot fetishes.
Our Cartoon Network's lit though.
Murders. Oh yeah, no, fuck it. You're right. It was lit. We just didn't give enough of a shit back then. People were like, yeah, no, he might be touching people's feet and stuff, but like fucking SpongeBob is lit, dude.
Bro, I don't want to hear Disney side, bro, because like Disney's already fucked up. Because Walt Disney was like hella racist.
The Nazis, literally. He was like, sucking shit, and we're just gonna fucking. Here's Steamboat Willie.
listen to us. We're over here like, yo, bro. Disney had, you know, their little Nazi time period, and you know, they did put black people in a pretty bad light, but you know what? They're not as bad as Nickelodeon. The niggas were Nazis and they're still not as bad as Dan Schneider.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his last name kind of sounds kind of Nazi. Schneider. Like that sounds
that is
like,
true.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a Disney plant.
A Disney plant?
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'll humor this fucking wild conspiracy. Let's go. Let's go down this rabbit hole. Let's go. Fuck it. No one listens to us for news anymore. I don't know why anyone listens to us. We told you some stuff that happened. Somehow we went from P. Diddy, Dan Schneider, Nickelodeon. I like how we just glazed over the boat crash. Because like everything's so wild. A 10,100 ton boat blew up an entire bridge, and we're just like, yeah, that was nuts. Anyways,
I bet my son came down. What's the last thing you said?
I said the dolly boat that was like coming across, like the dolly boat. Fuck it, no, we're moving on. Fuck the boat. No one gives a shit about the boat anymore. It's all
nobody cares about the boat.
Yeah, no one cares.
It crashed. It happened.
It didn't kill enough people on the bridge for us to even blink. This is 2024. Like we need at least 37.
If it was like cocaine on a boat or like something, maybe
if like one of the cargo bins fell off and 37 Dan Schneiders rolled out of it with like kids on chains, we'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I'm not really into fur anything because, like, if I want some fur, I want, like, the rarest of the fur. I want, like, bald eagle on my shit.
I want alpaca. That's not rare. Like, that's not rare.
I want a jacket made out of a panda.
I want panda thongs.
Like, I want his head to be money, too, so I can just flat that motherfucking head. I want my shit looking fresh as hell.
I want the panda with Jack Black.
Yeah. I want that or a Siberian tiger. Either one works for me.
Yeah, hell yeah. That'd be a baller trench coat, man.
It was almost extinct that PETA could get mad at me for.
All right. I love how we forget PETA exists until like one of them wraps himself up in saran wrap and throws himself in a road. We're just like, oh, right, PETA. Oh, yay.
Bro, they hate rappers.
I see what you did there.
They hate rappers, bro.
They hate
Yeah, you know who always wears caught wearing a fur coat. This is the worst segue ever.
This is so bad. This whole episode sucks. We're talking about the most heinous stuff ever: sex trafficking, child diddling, fucking all this awful stuff. We're just like, anyways, you want to hear about the panda thongs?
We're not the only ones though. And this is where the programming comes in, because this is what the media has us talking about. Like, every podcaster is talking about this shit right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, we're not breaking the mold right now. We're white noise.
We're just not watching our mouths about it like the rest of the world is.
No, I don't. Like, I'm sorry, man. It's heinous. And if I have to explain to you that I think that it's heinous, you're fucked in the head. You're like, well, maybe he likes it. Oh, really? Really? The sex trafficking?
God, we are laughing because the situation is funny, because it's happening to celebrities.
Millionaires. It's the same reason why we laughed when a bunch of billionaires turned themselves into sardines. We're just like, oh, yeah, dipshit, fuck you.
You do not owe these celebrities a motherfucking thing.
Especially now after you find out what they're doing.
I want you to just let me cook, and I got a rant for Drake fans out there.
Oh, God.
I do not hate Drake as an artist, but y'all gotta stop with the GOAT shit, bro.
The GOAT shit?
Yeah, saying that he's the GOAT.
The GOAT of what?
He might be the GOAT of maybe like music to some people, but I still say Prince because of like actual skill. There is something that had just erupted in hip hop, and it's the only thing that's really comparing. I'm really mad that it's like the two biggest topics are black media right now. I guess it's not a good look either.
You're
way.
Mad that it's Drake.
Yeah, because it's like, yo,
you
don't see country singers beefing on record with each other, bro.
You would, though. That would be the funniest shit.
That
ever.
Would be fucking dope.
Could you imagine if like lit. Florida Georgia Line just decided to take pot shots at like Toby Keith or some shit?
R&B singers do not fucking do battle, bro.
But why not? Now I just want to know. Right. Please.
Taylor Swift only does it with her ex-boyfriends.
But they're all losers except for the most recent ones. So like,
they don't do anything
back.
In the media. Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna make this touchdown because fuck Taylor Swift. Like when they break up, and he's like making touchdowns, and he's just like, I did that so Taylor can fuck herself.
Drake has yet to. I heard there's a cold response.
Oh no.
It sounded like it was about to be kind of crazy, but also sounds soft as fuck at the same time. Because like, I don't know.
Isn't J. Cole like
really
meant
to the battle either?
He's like, listen to his music.
You learn something from him. He talks about life. That's what he talks about. Yeah. I like that. I love J. Cole.
Like first song I heard by J. Cole is No Role Models, and I loved it.
But you listen, we about to have a little history lesson about Drake.
Oh no,
Drake. There are people who are saying that Drake it would be stupid to respond. Because Kendrick got something in the tuck. This has been something that's been going on since the control verse from Kendrick came out. Uh-huh. Right? Kendrick was calling out all these motherfuckers, bro. Nobody wanted to play. Everybody was like, nah, he may not be talking about me. Drake's like, oh, well, you know, if he doesn't say my name. Coming up with all these fucking excuses.
I didn't hear my name.
Drake is the LeBron of fucking hip-hop. If y'all want to compare him to somebody, which means... Yeah, he sells a lot of records. His stats are cool, but this nigga has lost most of his rap beats except for one. One clear win from Drake was Meek Mill's, but Meek Mill's was also on probation, so what hard hit could he possibly say on record? We'll give that to Drake. Before Meek Mill.
Not me.
He actually had a beef with Ludacris.
Ludacris really?
That ass. Ludacris tore that ass up for a whole album.
It tore up Drake.
1,001 gigawatts, bro. I'll never forget that shit. That shit was fire, but he was going into his movie scene. So that beef kind of got pushed underneath the rug because Drake wasn't there yet. He was just talking. And then he got a response.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
He lost.
It's just me desperately Googling all this shit you're talking about. What the fuck? Somehow you make me feel whiter than I do normally. What the hell?
Yeah, you're basically, you're kind of see-through.
Yeah, I'm transparent at this point. What the fuck? Okay, there it is. So this was all him just dunking on Drake?
Bro, yeah. Yeah, bro. It was crazy because it was like Drake was doing exactly what he always did, which is throwing subliminals. And then Ludacris responded, and everybody, it wasn't like a beef that stretched out for a long time, because like Drake really didn't want it, bro. He really didn't want it. Then we move forward. The common beef I give it a tie, because they were both lame as fuck. And they were beefing over fucking a tennis player, Serena Williams or Venus Williams, one of those two. I think it was Serena.
Why were they beefing over the tennis players?
Bro, I literally am arguing with some dude online. I don't know why. I don't go online at all.
Wait, you argued with someone about a ludicrous Drake beef?
No. Drake, about like why Drake don't need to respond and all this other shit, and then because the dude kept coming up with mad excuses on why this happened this way with Drake. Oh, he was sideswiped. So we're gonna get to the biggest loss of his career. Well, I still say he lost to Kanye West, because Kanye West was just. The Jew shit that he was doing for like a year straight was hilarious. And people wasn't even catching that shit. Like, people forget Drake is half Jew. And him and Ye were beefing really, really fucking hard. God. So like I understand Ye. That's why I was like, bro, I don't think Ye actually hates Jewish people. I think this shit is just Ye's fucking Drake.
He just spent a year just subliminally throwing shit at Drake.
Him and Pete Davis.
Just to piss him off the whole time.
Him and Pete Davis, bro.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we fast forward and we go to the infamous, everybody knows this, Pusha T and Drake beef, right? Pusha T he baited him a little bit, because him and Wayne were beefing for years. Him, Wayne, and Drake have been beefing for years, way before Pusha T came out with the song Infrared, right? Produced by Kanye West. Uh-huh.
you got me on Reddit right now trying to keep up with all this shit.
Infrared drops, and everybody's like, oh, this cat talking about Drake responds with some song called Duffy, and it's a good like club hit. Like Drake, that's why Drake won the battle between Meek Mills, because he made a good hit against somebody. It wasn't a diss track, bro. Like Drake don't, all right, and this is where I'm gonna get into. Pusha T responds after Drake's diss track Duffy comes out. Drake responds with, Pusha T responds with the story of Adidon. And you know what his son's name is, right?
Whose son?
Drake's son.
No.
Adonis.
Oh. What?
Nobody knew Drake had a kid at this time, because he fucked a porn star, got her pregnant. And nobody knew.
This is getting wild.
So Pusha T. He drops this diss track, right? And everybody is saying this bullshit, man. The Drake fans, oh, we wouldn't know if he had a kid. He wouldn't just not pretend like he don't got a son. Pusha T bullied this nigga into raising his child, bro. Bro, listen. This man.
He got bullied into being a dad.
This man, bro, listen. I'm about to finish the story and why Drake ain't gonna respond to Kanye Kendrick.
What the shit?
This cat, Drake always been a lame. He's from Degrassi, bro. He was wheelchair Jimmy on Degrassi, bro. He couldn't rap for shit. He was terrible at rapping on the show. He got with Little Brother, and then he started stealing everybody's style that he ever encountered.
I always forget that. Oh my God.
That's why people think that's why Drake feels like he's irrelevant. But bro, his last few albums been fucking duds. They sell a lot because he has a crazy fan base like Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. And Eminem. And like the fan bases are infamous. Like they're gonna be around till they die.
Yeah.
But Drake said this, and I'm gonna tell you everything that was said in Pusha T song, and I want you to tell me what you think about this.
Okay, I'll listen. I'm listening.
So after Pusha T drops it, it comes out. I'm not gonna give you the content yet. Drake responds with, "Oh, you know, I was gonna put this diss track out that was gonna destroy Pusha T." And it was too personal, and Jay Prince told me don't do it.
Why are you giving him that voice?
What are you talking about? Pusha T and his track? Nigga, your mama ain't shit. She ain't never found love. You was a fucking one-night stand baby, nigga. Your daddy was a shit. He wears seersucker suits, can't dress for shit. Your daddy left your mama, nigga, because he ain't want your ass, and came back in your life when you was a dog. He was saying all types of
shit.
You had a baby with a porn star. You hiding a kid from the world. You about to use him as a rollout for Adidas as a fucking marketing pawn. And your friend 40 dying, nigga. Because 40 got a disease.
Jesus Christ.
Drake's response to that was, you know, had a I want you to listen to it after the podcast. As a matter of fact, you can put it as a fucking the end of the track.
No, no, like, trust me, I'm way ahead of you. If you didn't think that I was gonna put one of these songs as the intro, you're crazy.
Bro. So he thought he's saying all this crazy shit, like laughing, like, yeah, nigga, your friend died, nigga, 666, nigga. Yeah, you're sacrificing your friend, all this crazy shit, bro. And Drake's response was, you know, I got my diss track done and it's just too disrespectful.
Why does he sound like Trump? Mama.
Bro, your mama's a hoe, bro. Your mama's a Canadian hoe. Your daddy wasn't fit. You got a porn baby, bro. Like, that's what more do you need?
So this guy, he just gets shit on and he's like, eh.
Bro, and then he
pulls the "I have a girlfriend in Canada" move. It's the worst diss track ever. No one's ever gonna. You have no idea how fucking disrespectful this is, and so I'm just not even gonna show it to you.
Yeah, bro. and Pusha T still be hitting with a few bars every other album, bro. It'd
just
be so funny.
Just poke at him, and then he doesn't care because he's rich,
bro. Joe Budden.
Oh God, Joe Budden! How does it always come back to Budden?
Because Joe Budden had it was and once again, Pusha T wasn't over no babe. This shit was because Pusha T was for years was talking about Lil Wayne and fucking like Birdman and Cash Money and how Lil Wayne was a slave to Birdman, which it was true because the Carter Five took almost 6 years to come out because Birdman was holding it hostage. Uh-huh. And Wayne wanted to release it. That's when him and Wayne started beefing, and that's all that nigga Pusha T was saying, bro. Y'all niggas ain't really making money because the fucking Birdman stealing all y'all shit. That's why that motherfucking Drake has his own Universal contract. That nigga, you know what I mean? Like Drake made Birdman all that money, bro.
Jesus Christ, what the hell is happening?
So Pusha T kept talking about it. Pusha T has a Drake and Lil Wayne disc called Exodus that came out years ago. Shit, fire. Like he talking about all that shit, bro. Now, after the before the Pusha T thing, right? Because he got slayed by Pusha T. That Drake fans, they just come up with the excuses like, oh, but he didn't know about the but he was gonna drop like actual tea. It's a fucking rap beef. Like, nigga, I am here to fucking embarrass your ass, bro. We ain't friends.
So Drake just kind of. Constantly just like
he ducked out, he
ducks,
bro. When he seen what was being,
he's like, I'm rubber, you're glue, just
bro. And the beef was started way and it was way before Pusha T was away because Pusha T is the CEO of Ye Company, Good Music. And if you didn't know, Pusha T also wrote the McDonald's jingle. Ba, 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 ba. I'm loving it. That was Pusha T.
Are you shitting me?
I swear on everything.
Why do I always think you're fucking with?
Look it up, bro. Now,
no, I believe you. Now, but everything reverse, you tell me, time. I'm like, what?
Now reverse time. Now we're with Joe Budden. It's all over Joe Budden's girlfriend. And Drake has said on record like sucking fucking Joe Budden's dick as a rapper.
Oh God.
Right? Then instead of doing a rap beef thing. Drake takes his ex to a vacation and then it just got wild. And then Joe dropped 5 diss tracks and they were all fucking playing this cat. So Drake doesn't respond because he really had nothing for that. Because you look like the piece of shit. So Joe drops like almost 5 diss tracks. No response from Drake. Drake's basic response was, I'm too big for that for him now. So y'all think he really like, about I'm to have
below,
any
you're below me.
Y'all think he so? Now we're present day.
How the hell did I let you go this far with this?
I'm sorry.
We're like an hour in.
You don't know this whole beef rabbit hole right now, and it's a big topic because
I did tell you to go
years.
Off. I did. That's my fault as the host. That was my fault. I was like, go ahead. Tell me about Drake's billion beefs.
Drake has platinum hits with Future. Future drops an album. On this album. There's a rare Kendrick fucking verse. And on this verse, the whole entire verse is him dissing Cole and mostly Drake. And a little bit of Cole. Because Cole been on tour with Drake, sucking his dick, talking about, oh, yeah, Yeah, you know, I'm glad that I could be one of the GOATs. And Drake's like, I couldn't be the GOAT if it wasn't for you, Cole. Basically saying, nigga, you in second place, nigga. Like, I couldn't be fucking me if it wasn't for you running up, niggas. Kendrick, you think Kendrick gonna be saying, nigga, I'm the runner? Nigga, I got a Nobel Peace Prize, nigga. You crazy as fuck.
Yeah, okay. I made
the fucking Black Panther album, nigga. You crazy as fuck. All my albums is fire. You had 5 duds. It fucking does what with the hip hop community.
So that was the genesis of him just like waking up one day and just shooting.
What made it so crazy was it was on a Metro Boomin, because Metro Boomin hates Drake. Future album. Drake has a whole album with Future.
Uh huh.
They made money together. Nobody even knew they was beefing until the Kid verse drops.
Oh.
And then you rewind Future, and Future is kind of dissing Drake too. So all of these rappers start unfollowing Drake out of nowhere, like just after the Kendrick shit dropped. I guess because now they're like, yo, we ain't got this. I think the side of Drake comes out a lot, and I think he fucks over a lot because we hear all these stories about Drake fucking their girls and ripping people off of money. Everybody who signed to OVO, you've never heard of them. You've never heard one person come out of Drake's label because they all writing for this nigga. So unless in his OVO sweatshop is coming up for something for Kendrick, he's not responding to Kendrick. Drake been going on rants at the end of all his shows in the last 2 weeks talking about none of them can fuck with me. Man, fuck them, fuck this, blah, blah, blah. Ain't no track come out. Ain't no bars being spit. So my thing is this. How do you think Drake is going to respond? And do you think that Drake can actually fuck with Kendrick Lamar?
Doubtful.
And you've heard both of these men, Mitch.
Yeah. Oh no, my money's on Kendrick.
Drake are still in disbelief because they like he beat Meek Mills. He's a battle rapper, bro. Meek Mills was on probation and couldn't say anything violent, bro. Like that. Meek Mill probably would have said he was killing this motherfucker or some crazy shit eventually. But like, bro, he picked a dude who couldn't fight back, and it was all over. Drake not writing his own raps. That's what that beef was over.
Well, I remember hearing that shit a bunch in the past, and even as like a complete outsider to all this, even I was like, didn't he get made fun of for not writing his own shit?
Yes, and in hip hop, that's one of the biggest no-nos, bro. Yeah, like, yes, you can bounce bars back and forth. Like you'll see mad people getting credit for writing. But they said, like, from like even Eminem, he has other people that are credited for writing, but he always gives them the credit.
Yeah.
Eminem writes his own raps, but sometimes it'll be Dre saying, hey, why don't you put this bar here and say this way? They're not writing the words.
Yeah.
But Drake is like Beyonce, where Beyonce she doesn't write shit. She has a whole, like, 20 people that write her shit because she is a machine. She's our own machine. She's B. Beyonce, bro, she's one of the biggest musical brands.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking thing. You think she got time to fucking write music? Nigga, hell
no. I'm the biggest music person out there. I don't have time to do that music shit.
Most rappers ain't got the time, bro. And another reason why it's not going to be fair for Drake in this and why Drake really can't come back with nothing is because Kendrick is one of the most private people. The reason why I love Kendrick so much, Kendrick doing shit in the background.
Yeah.
Drake has never written a fucking track that is helping anybody. Like, there's no substance to any of his music. It's party music and I'm simping over a underage girl or some shit, bro. Like, that's Drake, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, y'all motherfuckers is talking about, and the funny thing is, the dude I'm arguing, he was like, yeah, only guys who get pussy listen to Drake. I'm like, Drake was literally in Millie Bobby's fucking DMs at the age of fucking like 13, bro. Like, are you, dude, that's the nigga y'all looking to for advice? Have y'all seen Drake before he became a rapper? That nigga had nothing but music about getting played by girls. And then when he became famous, girls became not shit when they're older. And then like, yo, and then he's annoyed by the 21-year-olds that he's fucking with now. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that shit.
Did everyone forget that a video of him leaked where he just has his dick out? Did we all forget? Yeah, but like, did we all just forget that?
Bro, they try to say some girl was leaking that shit. Bro, Drake did that shit on purpose, bro.
He pulled a Kardashian. Everyone's like, oh, you're about to get dunked on. He's like, penis.
Yeah, he's trying to let them know out here, but like, it's like, dude, come on, man. Everybody got a dick, bro. No, it's not a
I just thought I had a fever dream.
You didn't miss much, bro.
Okay. I'm not looking it up. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm not looking up Drake's dick. I refuse. I was wondering
why the fuck the a whole nation of grown ass men were so infatuated and arguing online if it was real or not. Or I'm like, bro, why are y'all looking at Drake's dick for one? Why are y'all rushing to look at that?
They're doing frame by frame. Look, that's not natural movement.
Arguing over this shit, bro.
doing 15 minute breakdowns. Oh man.
Y'all got no smoke. You got no smoke, Drake, for this nigga. Just say you ain't got no smoke for the nigga and just move on about your day, bro. You're not no goat of hip hop. You may be one of the greatest entertainers of all time. I will give Drake that, bro. He is one of the greatest entertainers of all time. And his music is fire, bro. But it's not meant for like substance. It's meant for the clubs. It's meant for this. Like Drake, you would never get a Nobel Peace Prize for any of your fucking music.
Yeah.
You never accomplish anything in reality, bro. Like I've never heard of anything that he's done in any community. Like, bro, you over here doing charity work for Sexy Red Ass, and you know that's it. And that's why I say I still think Drake's a plant, because, bro, the whole Sexy Red shit, I was like, bro, this is what they think black women are, is this bitch? Sexy, and then you got Drake living up.
I'm not going to ask for sexy sex.
Just look it up.
I know, I just don't want to talk about it. We've been on this for 30 minutes now. I'm doing everything I can. Let me guess, is Sexy Red spelled all weird?
Bro, it's more ratchet than Cardi when Cardi B first came out. They found a way to make us look worse. Bro, raps about having STDs, loving her STDs.
Hold on.
That's Sexy Red, bro.
That's what she's talking about?
I swear on everything, bro. She got a sex tape. Her sex tape dropped, bro. Her pussy looks so fucking dry, bro.
Why?
That shit look like fucking dust will pop out of that shit.
There's a sex tape. Okay. All right.
But that shit was all over Reddit. It was all over Reddit, bro.
All right. What? She? Oh no.
And it was not. There was not one nice comment about that shit.
Why did I immediately look at her and be like, "Why is Post Malone wearing a wig?"
and allegedly, the Aiden Ross claims he fucked.
Who?
Aiden Ross kid.
We circle back to Aiden Ross. All right. God fucking damn it. That's where I saw this. I swear to God, I've never seen her before in my life. But I also was like, why do I feel like I just saw her? It was because I was Googling the Aiden Ross guy you were talking about earlier, and she was in a picture with him. Okay.
They just did a stream after he made the claims. They did a stream together, bro. They like I said, all this shit, I think all this shit is fake, it's scripted, bro. They just put plans wherever the fuck they can.
Everyone's just making, bro, everyone's having conversations to try to bounce off each other to get okay, you got views, I'll get views. Let's meet up this way. We'll cause a stir doing this. Then mention your chlamydia and I'll talk about how I got punched in the face or whatever other dumb shit that everyone's
doing. This has been the best segue to our last topic.
Oh God, what is it?
You ain't even noticed that we went in here. Like, we already here now.
Where are we?
Music getting simpler and angrier. You got other plans in here.
I forgot I added this to the Google Doc. I was just like I said, like throughout the week, I just like see stuff, I read something, and I'm like, I guess we can talk about this on the pod. Before we go anywhere, let me tell them what we're talking about. So. Yeah. This is from The Guardian. The title is literally just song lyrics getting simpler, more repetitive, angry, and self-obsessed, says study. This isn't just us acting like boomers being like, the music isn't good anymore. According to a study, hold on, I can actually pull the study up, I think. Okay, so this is a fucking, in the journal Nature. Abstract. Music is ubiquitous in our everyday lives, and lyrics play an integral role when we listen to music. Okay. The complex relationships between lyrical content is temporal evolution over the last decades and genre specific. This is why am I having a stroke? They worded this weird. However, and yet to be fully understood. Jesus Christ. In this work, we investigate the dynamics of English lyrics of Western popular music over 5 decades in 5 genres using a wide set of lyrics descriptors, including lyrical complexity, structure, emotion, popularity, blah, 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 blah. Basically, what they're saying is, like, this is a scientific thing. Like, at least, I want to say, 40-paragraph, like, study. This is published, or at least maybe it's in preprint. I'm not sure. This has citations and shit. So again, this isn't. I'm trying to hammer on this because a lot of people just immediately be like, "Oh, everyone hates music now. It's always better when they're younger." Like, no, this is a study. So, a team of European researchers analyzed the words in more than 12,000 English language songs across the genres of rap, country, pop, R&B, and rock from 1980 to 2020. Right. Before detailing how lyrics have become more basic, the study pointed out that U.S. songwriting legend Bob Dylan, who rose to fame in the 60s, blah, 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 won a Nobel Peace Prize in literature. Study, yada, yada, Eva. So they're going off how, like, a lot of the writers in the past were, like, winning prizes in, like, writing, right? Like you were saying earlier, Kendrick Lamar has a goddamn Nobel Peace Prize, for fuck's sake, right? Across all genres, lyrics had a tendency to become more simple and more repetitive. Zangirl summarized, one of the scientists that was studying this, or audio people, I don't know what the hell they would be called. What's the name of someone that studies music? So we literally have scientific evidence that, like, music is getting simpler.
Because everything is being done, but, like, bro, I think the AI already took over, bro. I think Ice Spice was, like, the first part of it.
Someone
bro,
just types in, write me a rock song about when they were drugs and women.
When Ice Spice was running up all them numbers, she surpassed Jay-Z on all of his albums, which all went platinum. Like, platinum, you have to hit a million, like, at least a million.
I had to look up Ice Spice. Oh, no.
And she has no album still, like, no actual body of work. There's a nigga named Forbats, right? Mm-hmm. That I don't believe the nigga's a real person at all. I think he's straight AI.
Bats?
The nigga looks like, bro, Forbats. Bro, Drake just remixed the song.
Hold on. Dude. All right. All right. Pump the brakes. You're talking 30 words a millisecond. Okay. All right. Pause.
Okay. What do you need me to go back on?
Okay. Started with Ice Spice. And then you said some dude named Bats.
Now there's a dude named Forbats who just appeared out of Forbats. Okay. That just appeared out of nowhere in November.
Okay.
The first day he appears, he has like 9 million fucking views.
I type it in, and it's literally just pictures of four bats. So this isn't what is happening.
That's maybe putting a Z at the end. Number four.
Of course. It'll
be a black dude in a fucking do-rag. Look like a straight gangster.
He's wearing the shady. I'm an idiot. What the hell?
Standing in front of a microphone? He's just standing in front of a microphone, right?
Yeah, but he's wearing a shiesty. That's the name.
Bro, I've never seen this nigga in anything else besides that thing. He has like two songs that are going crazy right now, right? Or allegedly.
I can find pictures of him, but they're all the same 8 pictures.
Bro, listen.
What's happening?
This dude's songs go fucking nuts to the point where Drake is doing remixes with it, right? But there's been mad people trying to that have the theory that he's not real.
I believe, you know what? At this point, I believe that.
This is what I want you to do right now.
Oh no.
Go to YouTube, look up Forbats, and listen to how this nigga sound. Look, you see what he look like, right?
I think.
Go to YouTube and now listen to the nigga voice.
Oh no. All right.
That nigga's not real, bro.
This nigga is not real. Auto-tuned. Or just
it's even worse than that, bro. Listen to this cat voice.
I'm bringing it up. Hold on.
All you Commonology fans out there, all two of y'all, man, look up Forbats on YouTube.
All right, we're back, everybody. We were talking about who the hell knows what. Literally, I feel like we lost everybody, myself included. But we were talking about fucking music getting simpler and more self-obsessed, which I can see that, like, looking at the music I listen to nowadays. The problem is, one of the things they mentioned is how you listen to it in the background. And, like, most of the music I listen to is, it's always just in the background. I'm, like, doing something else, writing, reading, playing fucking games or something. I just have music going. I have Spotify doing, which hilariously, using an AI DJ to just, like, throw music that it's like, hey, you listen to this a bunch, here, we'll play this one. It's, like, going through my library. It's just a really fancy shuffle is all it is, Spotify DJ. But at any rate, I can definitely see people, like, using AI to, like, generate a bunch of the music, the lyrics for it, right? They're just like, I don't have time. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just going to listen to it in the background anyways. Fuck it. Right. Might as well cheapen it nobody cares. Everyone's just going to listen to the beat. Like, we can kind of touch on what you were talking about with Drake. Drake, he, you know, makes great. They make good. That was the dumbest laugh I've ever done in my life. Like, he makes music that people want to listen to, like, when they're in the club and stuff. But as for, like, substance, lyrically, or whatever the hell, everyone's like, list off five Drake bars, and you'll be like, what?
That's all I say to that, bro. Like,
I was listening to it while you went away, which was perfect. I like went through his, yeah, dude, that's like if auto-tune became sentient.
No, fuck away. I don't think he's real.
That's weird. I don't believe that crazy level, but I think I definitely get where you're coming from. That shit just sounds, there's no way.
If he's like maybe an image, the thing that's singing and rapping is definitely AI.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's genius because, like, bro, imagine that's all you make do it is whatever. You just perform it. Yeah. And but you know what? That's fucked up because old boy killed himself when Milli Vanilli fucking ended.
Yeah. Back in the day, if you got caught lip syncing, your shit was over. Nowadays, you could be a fake person, or you could be a person that just has a fake voice, fake lyrics, AI generated everything, and everyone's like, oh yeah, whatever.
Bro, people don't even care about lyrics anymore, bro.
We gotta bring shame back. I never thought I'd say this.
Oh man, no, shame everybody, bro. That's all I'm saying, bro. We as a people, we're de-evolving, and we're not even realizing it, man.
We're letting our
programming is nuts.
Yeah, we're letting AI do all like the quote unquote thinking, the making of art, the writing of great literature. Well, great can be in giant air quotes there, and we're just like bed rotting and talking to each other or like at a podcast like we're doing right now. What the fuck?
Facts.
God damn it. Shit.
This shit is weird. Our world is fucking strange, man.
Oh no. This is bad. But
you know what? It's all good. I'm happy. You know, I've been watching X-Men 97 and it's been fucking phenomenal.
See, and that's perfect. That's a perfect wrap up. Like, damn, everything's on fire and sucks and it's miserable. Anyways, there's a really good show though. I can watch. That reminds me of my childhood when things weren't awful.
Yeah, bro. I swear they made that just because they're going to kill us soon.
They did.
They're going to kill us soon. And they're like, listen, y'all.
This is like when they put a video on the pigs in the truck on the way to the slaughterhouse. Like, here's pigs fucking. Here's a video on mud.
Everybody's like, y'all remember the 90s?
Yeah.
Like, bro. Like, the 90s,
oh my God.
for all ages that were born and alive in there. In that time period.
They're pulling the fucking... of Mice and Men on us. They're like, look at the rabbits. Think of the rabbit, Lanny. Yeah, yeah, and then Glatt. Oh,
while
God.
In the background, all of our favorite fucking celebrities we've been listening to for the last 30 years are rapers.
Yeah, they replaced 1P and they put it in Diddy.
All right. And like, you know what I'm pissed about too? They made Cyclops actually a likable character
now. That's that. You know what? Everything else is nothing compared to what you just told me. Really? They had to make Cyclops. He was the annoying Boy Scout douchebag.
And a cartoon, but he was actually kind of dope in the comics. But
that's fair.
It's such a bad taste in your mouth from the original X-Men. Like, I'm still looking at him like, yo, you's a bitch ass hater.
Yeah.
That's all I think in my head when I see Cyclops. But he is Cable's dad, so I give him a pass.
Cyclops is fucking Captain America with like ray vision.
Yeah, bro. He has one Superman power. My man got one Superman power. But like I said, he is Cable's father. So I give him a pass because his sperm was one of my favorite characters ever in X-Men.
There you go. X-Men porn too? Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's like always hard to choose for me between Bishop and Cable, but like my favorite, like one of my favorite Marvel characters was Wolverine, and then like some of the writers made him do questionable things. I just found this out like recently because I don't read every comic book because like
great.
I got no time, but I didn't know Wolverine was bi.
Well, when you live that fucking long, you probably get bored.
I'm not saying like it's a fictional character, but his image in the 70s and 80s was not that. And then some writer made a gay cowboy story about Wolverine and it's allegedly canon.
Hell yeah.
We never asked for it. It doesn't change anything for me. Like, he's still one of my favorite Marvel characters ever. But, like, when you hear that, it's just like, bro, why don't you just come out to me earlier?
Yeah, right. Like I said, I guess he's been alive for, wasn't he alive for like 100 years or something? You know, you're bound to kind of fuck around a little bit.
Maybe he's a race
back mountain shit.
Like he probably got broke off. He probably broke a couple of animals off too. He's a Wolverine.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally named after an animal. You know,
like you think when like Wolverine like is like doing a sniffing thing, like you think he like when he's around an animal, he sniffed the pussy?
Maybe. I mean, he probably has to smell it. He's got like super smell. He's probably smelled animal piss without even trying.
That's wild.
It just happens.
Because he's like. Has those abilities, you think like to him it smells good?
Maybe. And that's how we're gonna wrap it up, folks. That's how you know what? And there's no better way to end this episode than with asking and pondering the deep thoughts of if Wolverine sniffs animal puss and if he likes it. Thank you everybody for listening. This is Commonology 101, episode 61. I want you to have a good AI. Fuck it. I don't know what day it is. No one knows what time it is. It's all AI. And anyways, we keep fucking with the time because why wouldn't we? Yep. Jump ahead every time, the same time of year. Didn't that pass?
Bro,
we passed a bill that said no more daylight saving shit because we're all tired of it and it's literally bad for us.
Maybe
it kills people. And we're like,
maybe Indiana.
No.
Yeah, maybe, and it makes us, especially in the north, it makes us depressed because we get nothing but, like, if you work all day.
Yeah, it's just dark.
Like, I see the sunlight maybe, like, 5 hours a week when I'm fucking working during the winter time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's stop with that. That's like, the actual final thought of this episode. Fuck daylight savings time. We literally passed the bill to stop it, and we just, like, let it sit there. We're like, yeah, so anyways, we're still going to jump around. We're still going to take an hour from you randomly sometime in fucking March. Or whatever day when the hell did we lose an hour last month?
I don't know. I think it was the beginning a couple weeks ago.
February, March, April.
Yeah, it was March. It was like the first week of March or some shit. This month went by fast. I feel like they're speeding time up too.
Yeah, no, they are. It's definitely something's happening. They're spraying the air, or they're just like temporally fucking with us.
And then dangerously close to the sun.
Yeah, yeah. And then every time we start to notice it, they're just like, beat any fucked kids. And we're like, huh?
Like they've been lying about all the positioning of the fucking planets this whole time, nigga. We're gonna die.
Yeah,
like,
I look up. I see
the sun's sucking us in.
The Orion. Yeah, we're getting close to a black hole. Maybe that's what the fuck's happening. They're just like, we can't tell them, dude. No one's gonna know what to do.
On that paranoid dark note, we're gonna be out of here.
God damn it! Sniff some animal pussy, everybody. Bye.
Sniff some animal pussy. It's crazy. Guys, read some books. Yeah. Save yourself.
Yeah, read some books. Sniff some books. Fuck it. We're going out. Bye.
That there head, everywhere we go.
We go.
Everywhere we go.
We go.
Everywhere we go. They say, who? That there head, everywhere we go.
We go.
Everywhere we go.
We go.
Everywhere we go.
It's me. Jean jacket with the chop sleeves, showing off a young homies. No, I ain't doing
him.
Nah. Doing me's. Grew up on that type of rap to really make you spit it. So if you see him kill it, you ain't gotta ask who did it. Girl said they totally love the way that I'm singing. I say, baby, that's the hook.
Take the verses that I'm bringing, like.
About 1 year ago, I was all on my own. We was trying to get on, so I put the pen in my dome. Wrote the realest shit in my life, then I put it all in a poem. Critics said that I was crazy. Now everybody write their ass home. They saying,
who that there had everywhere we go.
We go.
Everywhere we go.
We go.
Everywhere we go. They saying, who that there had everywhere we go.
We go.
Everywhere we go.
We go.
Everywhere we go.
It's me. Never talking about no Molly or a rap to get a hottie on my body like a Gotti on tour. Another telly, but I wrote this in the lobby. People ask me who I am, I just get it as a copy like,
take that shit in, good news, baby, I'm back. Ain't gone nowhere, yeah, that's fact. You can tell by the way that I rap.
Came up in this motherfucker, ain't nobody like it. Thought of what I thought, I didn't even know I'm all right. Get up in the booth and now it's time that I recite it. Fuck waiting to blow, you know I take that wicked lighter. Like dollar up in my pocket, trying to make this my own. Critics call my ass crazy, now they writing their ass home, they say. Tell me what you see. Cause if I see it, I'ma be that too, ay. Go ahead and follow me that. New kid, ay. It's all about he really be. Mama told me way back, I'm a star now. I'm walking down the street, everybody that Z's in.
That there, hey, everywhere we go,
we go.
Gotta ask no longer, right? No longer, right? No longer.